The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Dashi Zayin. The Gemara discusses at length the measurements of the parts of the Kodesh and the Ulam leading up to the Kodesh, the steps leading up, the Tesvav Milus leading up, and how much room everything took up from the Mizbeach till the Ulam, from the Ezrus Yisrael until the Mizbeach. There's an interesting Halacha L'maisa discussion centered around the measurements and the placing of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Chassam Sofer in Eruch Chaim, in Chuvis, in Eruch Chaim Simchov Ches, discusses in that time, it was about 180 years ago, 190 years ago, there was a movement to Germanize the Tzura of a Beis Knesset. And one of the big things, besides using an organ in the playing music, having a goy play music, they wanted to keep halacha, but they wanted to Germanize the Tzura's Hatfil. That was the first step to reforming totally Yiddishkeit. It was a tremendous battle about the Seder HaTfilah, making a German Seder. One of the discussions was about moving the Bima to the front of the Shul, instead of the middle of the Shul, where we have the Bima, moving the Bima to the front of the Shul, give it more of a uniform structure, give it more of an official taste that would bring it more in vogue with what was in fashion then. And the Chassam Sofer says that there are those that understood that the reason why the Bima is in the middle of the shul is only that people should be able to hear Kriya Sotah. He says that's wrong. And in which case, if it's a small shul, if the acoustics are good, if for whatever reason you could hear, there's no problem of hearing, so then you should have the Bima in the front. The Chassam Sofer says that's bechlal, that's not the reason for a Bima in the middle of the shul. The reason why is because the Bima has to be the Beis Knesset that is a Mokum Shechina, is like the Beis HaMikdash. In the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, centered in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, is the Mizbeach. The Bima is like the Mizbeach. He says the fact that they circled on Sukkot, like the Gemara says in Sukkot, they circled with Luvan Esrog, they circled with Aravos. We go around by Hashanahs on Sukkot every day, we go around the Bima. The Bima is to us the Mizbeach in our Mokum HaShoras HaShchin. In our Mikdash Ma'at, which is our Shul, the Bima is the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has to be in the middle. Now, what exactly it means if the Mizbech was in the middle, the Mizbech HaChitzon, learned the Gemara by us, the Mizbech HaChitzon wasn't exactly in the middle. So to say that the Bima is connected to the Mizbech HaPnimi, is that what the Chassam Sofer means? The Mizbech HaZov, the Mizbech HaKteris, that was inside, that was more centered, it was difficult, because he talks about the going around the Mizbech, going around the Mizbech was the Mizbech HaChitzon. So that point is not clear. The Mogen Avraham, in Eruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun, says something else, which you see that he had the same perception that a Bima is in the middle because it's like a the Bima represents more than just a place for Kriyas HaTorah or for giving a clap when an announcement has to be made. The Bima, he says, can't have, in those days they had a raised Bima with steps going up, with a railing around. It shouldn't have more than six steps going up because the Kisei of Shlema, the throne of Shlema Melech, had six steps to represent his Madrega Chochmah, this says Apikabol, the six steps in Chochmah, the seventh is already reaching up to the Memches Shari, to the Memches Shari Chochmah. Shlomo Melech was Mzeich to the Shar Memtes. Amarti Echkomo Ruchoyki Mimani Sumela, the six steps, connected Darkei HaTeva, connected Kol Kivunei Oilam, but not the seventh. He says so too in the Bima, which represents the Kisei Hashem, as the Kisei Shlomo is called. So we see that the Bima is specifically a mokum that has very deep symbolic meaning as far as the mokum HaShoras HaShchina. The Mizbeach, where the Eish was Yorad, that's represented in Kriyas HaTorah. It's even brought down Halacha, in Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, that three people should be standing not only at Kavod HaTorah, but to reenact the Tzura of Matan Torah. Whenever the Torah is brought to the Bima and it's read, there's the Balkari, who represents in that context, he's the Moshe Yadabev Elikim Yanenu Bukol, the Rebbeinu Shalom said that says that it was a Moshe set it over for Klal Yisrael. The Klal is represented by the person who's listening, the person who's Oila. Then there's the Balkoi and there's the Gabbai. The Gabbai that's standing over there on the side is, so to speak, the man, the power behind the Balkoi, represents the Rabbein Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael. As they're stating Halacha. Mainly, you always have to have somebody standing on the beam. When you don't have the person from the last Aliyah standing on the other side, you have to make sure the Gabbai has to stay up on the beam. And preferably, there should be a Gabbai on one side, or on the other side. That's why we're makbid, always to have three people on the beam. And the Mizbeach, you see, the Pesukim in Yecheskel, the Mizbeach is called Harel. Harel, Har Kel, is the Har of Hashem. There are two parts to the Mizbeach, the same way we find by the Maimon of Har Sinai, that there were two parts. There was the Lamatim and Ahor, where the Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go up to the top of the mountain, and everybody else was on the bottom. The bottom of the Mizbeach is the Chelik, until where the Dam goes, that's the Chelik of the Mizbeach that's more Shaykh to the Oretz. There's the top of the Mizbeach where the Esh was. That Ishei Hashem, which represents the fire of the Rebbein Shem, represents the fire that came down from Shemayim. The Maimon has seen it with the Rebbein Shem, Atar Esh L'Adas, Ki Hashem Elikim Einoid Mulvada, everything that went on the Mizbeach was burnt up. That's the mitzvah of Eish Tomid Tukar Al HaMizbech LeSichbo. We spoke about this on Daf Chof Aleph. The Mizbech was called Harel. It was called the Mountain of Hashem. The Mizbech represents the Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai was reenacted on a daily basis in the Korban Tomid. The Korban Tomid means the Klal Yisrael every single day, Erev Avoyker, reenact a living scene of putting themselves on the Mizbeach symbolically. We do that with the Korbanos. We do that today with Tevilah. We do it today with Limud HaTorah. But that's really, it's really all that same idea. The Bima is not just there to facilitate having a place to lay. The Bima is laden with meaning as far as the Oymik of Avodas Hashem is concerned. Just in this context, to discuss a few of the other measurements, a deeper understanding of a few of the other measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, just to see how in Dover Reik and everything is full of profound meaning, and the more we connect with the profounder understanding of all aspects of Avodas Beis HaMikdash, the more it's real to us. It's not just something that took place 2,000 years ago. The more we could be mitzapel the Yeshua when we feel the oimik of Hashoras Hashchin, the perfection that was represented. The Beis HaMikdash was a world. The Svarim, the Malbim, Pashas Truma, and Reb Chaim Volozhin, they talk about how all different parts of the Beis HaMikdash will represent separate parts of the Bria, separate parts of man. The Kodesh HaKodashim is the heart of man. What's the head of man? What's the Keneged the Seichel? What's Keneged the Lev? And so on and so forth. One of the Nekudas that's discussed in our Gemara, over here in Yuma Daf Yud Zayin, is the 11 Amos that were the Ezras Yisrael. From the entrance to the Azora, which was the place where a Tomei wasn't allowed to come in, a Tomei that would come in, Rachman Zalman's Chayiv Koris, there were 11 Amos where the Yisraelim were able to stand. Ezra's Yisrael says the Gemara, one of the Nisim was that when they stood, they were packed in. By the way, packed in is all relative. You can't fit into a place of 11 Amos, even if it's wide, 40 Amos, you can't fit millions of people that came to Beis HaMikdash. It's clear from the Cheshem and the Gemara in the end of Pesachim and other places, that there were hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that came to the regular, that came to see the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. That place was not it's not Shaykh HaPiderech HaTeva that hundreds of thousands of people got in. Teretz was Lamalim in Derech HaTeva. How big was that space? That space was 11 Amos wide. The place where Klal Yisrael stood. 11 is a number which has a profound symbolism. Look in the Chad Gadya Pir at the end. The reason why we say at the end of the Agoda is not because it's cute. The reason why we say at the end of the Agoda is because at the end of the night of Pesach, all the principles of Yiddishkeit are supposed to be crystallized in our minds, and then we summarize what Yiddishkeit is. One is Hashem, two is the Luchos, two represents diversity, but it's diversity of unity. That's the Luchos, the Ben-Am Lachaveh, the Ben-Am Lamalkim. Three is the Oves, four is the Imoy, so on and so forth. All the, we crystallize in those little sentences, those little Ramazim, all the essences of Yiddishkeit. Seven is, the six is the completion of Teva, as the Mishnayis, all the Halachas that negate to the world of Teva. Seven is the Lamalimidev. Shabbos, eight is the part of Lamalimidev, that it's Kumchub to Revenge Shalom. 10 is Shleimus, and that's that says the difference. 11 is the Asara Asa Kechvayel, because it's not Dover Ruchni. 11 constellations, 11 mazolos that control the different physical properties of this world. And Klal Yisrael's Rebbe, Rav Shamshon Pinkus Zatzal, explains in his Sefer on the period of Chet Gadya that the number 11 represents 10, perfection, Asor Sfirois, Asor Mamorim Shabbat Nivra Elam, Asor Sadibrois, Asor Nisim Shanas Lav Isenu, all that was 10. 10 is perfection. A rounded number, a perfect world is 10. But the Rebbeinu Shem didn't only create a perfect world, the Rebbeinu Shem created a perfect world, and he created in it a makom for imperfection. The Rebbeinu Shem created Bechira, and he created the ability to be Boicher Rachman Tzlan Biro. Obviously the reason for that is not because the Rebbeinu Shem wants Yoytze Oru Boi Ra, not because he wants the Ra, he wants us to conquer the Ra, and thereby be able to connect with the Tov in a meaningful way. That's what the Ramchal explains. What's the purpose that the Rebbeinu Shem brought us into this world, not to suffer. Benjamin brought us into this world to experience the Nisoyim, the temptation of Ra, conquer it, banish it, have Ra vanish at the end of time, and thereby come by to the revenge of having earned our existence in the Olam Shekulei Toiv. 11 represents 10, perfection, with the ability to go away from the revenge of the Ketoris, which was the ultimate activity of the Kapora of Yom Kippur, the Keteris that went Lefnei Lefnim. We'll discuss that more in the next Shem Yetz Hashem. The Keteris had in it 11 Samamonim, 10, which had a pleasant smell, Reach Nichoyach, the 11th, which was Chelben as the Rishu Yisrael, that were Mitzarif to the Keteris. That means this, what does it mean to represent Rishu Yisrael? Who wants Rishu Yisrael? We represent the fact that we all in us have a struggle to join a different world. Rebbeinu created us with the struggle. Yes, we want to be perfect. We want to be on the 10th side, but Rebbeinu created us with the ability to destroy ourselves by joining the world of 11, by joining that extra one. The Kechovim have in themselves Koyak. The Kuloi is here to serve the Rebbeinu. But for all ages, people bow down to the Kech V'Shamayim, because the Kech V'Shamayim seem to have a power of its own. That power of its own is the 11th, is that one added on to 10, the 10 of Ruchnis, of perfection, of serving the Revenge, with the one, the ability to go away from the Revenge. The 11 Amos means that when Christ all stood together, we as a unit, have a koyach, as individuals, we have a koyach to be Baruch Barah. When we stand united as a klal, as a klal Yisrael, there's a tremendous lemala miderech hateva that connects all of us into one unit to the point where there was no room to stand. It was cooler than Malam and Derech HaTeva how people were able to stand there. Not only that, it says that they were, one of the Nisim Shanasla Vesenu Bebeis HaMikdosh was that they were oimed in Tzvufim, they were crowded together into one unit, Mishtachmim Ruvochim. After we're oimed in Tzvufim and we join together, Kulam Biyachar as one unit, we're Mavatl that Koyachara, we stand united in our Ano after the Kutcha Berichu, now we're standing in our Ezes Yisrael, standing mul the Mizbeach HaKodesh. When we do that, then when we mishtachim, when we mevatel ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel mishtachim v'revochim. That's the lesson of Yud Aleph Amos of the Ezras Yisrael. Another small remez, also something mentioned in our Gemara. There were a total of 22 Amos. There was 11 Amos to the Mizbeach, there was another 11 Amos. What's 11 and 11? 22. 22 are the Oisir Shabbat Torah. The 11 of the Kehanim, like we just said, the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael being Mevatel the Koyach Hara, which was the ultimate purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash, Asar Nisan Naslav, the same Beis HaMikdash, was a world of perfection. That 11th, which means that we have the ability to mess up, was Nisbatel when Klal Yisrael stood, Kish Echad B'Lev Echad, by the foot of the Mizbeach, the Harel. When we stood there, Kish Echad B'Lev Echad, and we saw the Avoida, when we stood Tzvufim, to see the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on the Heilige Day of Yom Kippur, Bitziruf with the place which was Miuchat Tikana, which was another 11. That's Keneged Torah. 22 is the Oisius Shekol Olam Nivra Bo. That 22 represents perfection. That 22 is the place where the Yisrael were, plus the area Ben Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, which was the place which was the Mizbeach, the place where Kleisel was offered up, so to speak, on as Ishe Hashem, on the Mizbeach, together with the Mokoim, which led into the deeper parts of Avodas Hashem, into the Kodesh, into Kodesh HaKodesh, all that together represents Torah. Going into the Ulam, there were 15 steps, the Shir HaMalos. We know there are 15 Shir HaMalos Kapitloch, from Kapitel Kuf Chof until Kuf Lamedal. Shabbos during the winter months, we say Bachanah, with those 15 Kapitloch. So those 15 Kapitloch, the Shir HaMalos, which was said also by the Simchas Beis Sheivos, because they represented 15 steps in Avodas Hashem. Chazal tell us that the path of Aliyah from when the moon starts out, from Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of a Yid's HaChodesh HaZelechem, the beginning of every Yitzchatzis, growing and growing and growing till it reaches, till Avodas Hashem, our Avodah reaches a place of perfection, is the number 15. Shlomo HaMelech was the 15th Dor of Klal Yisrael, the glory of, the ultimate glory of the Shlomo Yoshev HaKisei Hashem, was the 15th Dor, the Gemara calls it Siyara B'Shlemusa, is the moon B'Shlemusa, it represents the sea, and then after that, there's always life is full of Aliyahs, you read, every Aliyah is still 15. Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkot are the 15th day of the month. Purim is really also the 15th day of the month, which is why Shushan Purim is the 15th. Since it's a Yom Tov of being in Golos, it's on the 14th, but Las Lava, it will be on the 15th, as they state by Mikubal. So those 15 Shamals are also the 15 steps in creating a world for ourselves. Avodas Hashem, Leil Pesach, the Seder also has 15, Kadesh, Urchat, Kapas, Yachatz, and so on, also has 15 steps, because that's again a building of going into the Kodesh until we get to Shir Hashirim, to end of the Seder, and with that we prepare to get ready for Shavuos. All that is going, that's Shavuos, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all that is represented in the 15 steps up to the Kodesh. One last thing is an interesting point. There's in the Nekudos, Pasach, Komet, Shmono, Tzere, and so on, there's one of the Nekudos is called Segel. In the context of Nekudos, a Segel is two dots with a dot on the bottom. That's when it's on the bottom of a letter. On the top of a letter, it could be called, instead of Segel, it could be called Segulta, and over there, it's not a Nekuda. It's not a Nekuda, how to read a word, but it's how to sing a word. It's a trop. The Zarko, Munach Segel, on the top of the word is the opposite to it. Instead of being two dots with then one dot in the middle, down on the bottom, it's two dots with one dot on the top. So the Mikubalim say that it's really one idea, but it's just representing Mila'il, Mila'ra. The timing of the in the Torah, how we sing the Pesukim of the Torah, represent how ideas that are Bashamayim represent themselves. It's the tune, the niggun is the part which is mechaber the words to the Shamayim. That is the chibur of the profounder ideas in every word in the Torah, how they represent themselves in the word. The word, being able to bring the word into this world, to bring it down to lower form, that's the nekuda that's on the bottom of the letter, the nekudas. So it's really the same thing. If you look in the Beis HaMikdash, in the inside, in the Kodesh, there were three kelim that were in that tzuru. Going from the entranceway of the Kodesh, not the Kodesh Kodesh, the Kodesh, where there was the Mizbech HaZov, right when one walked in, when the Kohen walked in, was the Mizbech HaZov in the center. Then on top of that, the tzuru of a segel, of a triangle, so to speak, there was a one point, the Mizbech HaZov, and then on either side, it was equidistant between two points that were further in. One side was the Keteris, one side was the Menorah, and one side was the Shulchan on which went the Lechem upon. Coming from the, that's in the Tzura of a Segel, coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, again, there's two aspects in Avodas Hashem. There's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the ultimate, and there's the coming out and the bringing the world, the Olam HaTikun, the Olam HaShleimus, into the world that we live in, into the imperfect world, bringing the Kapara, the Tahara of Lufnei Hashem Titaru into the rest of the world, and that is like the timing. Over there was the one dot on the bottom, and there was the two dots on the top. There was the two dots further out, like the Tam of the Sgulta. This is all in the Svarim, I'm not making this up. The Sgulta on top represented the coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Segel from the bottom, the one Nekudah, the Mizbech HaZov, with the two Nekudahs on top, the triangle or the upside down triangle, represent the bringing the world of Kodesh Kodashim into the mundane world that we live in, or taking our struggles and purifying ourselves when we go into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur Lifnei Hashem. So everything in the Beis HaMikdash had a profound, the tzur of everything was kefi all the elamos or yoinim. Any one thing in the Beis HaMikdash, if it was switched, would take away from exactly where, what part of the Bria was being misaken, and the Heichel is taka, the avodah that was done in the Heichel on the Mizbeach, in the Mizbeach HaZov, is a blend of that place which is in between the Mizbeach on the outside, which was the place where Yisraelim are allowed to go, that represented the place of Klai. So the Kodesh Kodashim is the place only of the Kohen Gadol Bebeis Kodesh Kodashim. The place in the middle, which is the meeting point of the two, is Heichel, and that's why over there the Avoid of Klai Yisrael, of the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Shulchan represents the Panos of Klai Yisrael. The Menorah is Chochma, the Mizbech Hazov is Avoidah, is Tefillah. Devotion, Mesiris Nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and davening, the Sidrei HaAvodah, also connected to the Chelokim of davening. The third Chelok of davening is Brachas, Pesukah de Zimra. Brachas was connected outside, Azor. The Pesukah de Zimra was connected the place in the base of English leading up into the Kodesh. The Kodesh, where one can't talk, it's already in Birchas Krishma, was represented the Brach of Yetzor, the Brach of Avarabba, and Krishma. Now the Krishma is the Ketoris, is the Avodah, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Me'edech, B'chol Vavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Me'edech, Yoytze Oyer, the physical praising of the Rebbeinu Shalom, for the physical light, for the Yoytze HaMo'eros, is the Shulchan. Avarabu, which represents our Keshu, with Chochmas Hashem, with Teres Hashem, is represented in the Zbechak Teres. So there's a Segel and a Sgulta to represent the side of Hashem, the side of us, and we meet in the middle in the Heichel. That was the place where the Kohanim were Mishtachaveh, the place where only Kohanim were allowed to go. And that meeting place between Klai Yisrael, the Bria, which is the meeting place between Klai Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom, is the Kohanim, representing the Kohanim. The Kodesh Kadosh, when the Kohen Gadol went in, he wasn't, well, Mir Tisham learned the Sugis later on, Dafman Dal, Dafman Hebel, Ish, when the Kohen Gadol went in, that was already a higher Madrigal. But these are some of the inner and more profound meanings of the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. We should soon be zeiche to feel the hashpo of the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash in our lives, and to live lives, Beis HaMikdash tikkun lives, lives that are lifnei Hashem titor. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.